Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
this is Abigail calling from Family First Care.
Yes.
Am I speaking with Joyce?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I wanted to know how Lewis's assessment went.
Oh, good. It was wonderful. I'm waiting for the when did he go for his checkup, primary, and I got the application for him to go, you know, for the doctor to fill it out. Everything went good, and then I waited for the citizen papers from 2001. I didn't know you need all that. 2001 to 2004. So, and everything went good though.
The papers for what?
Huh?
Which papers?
The papers for the doctor from Medicaid. They want a physical. Want him to have a physical.
Okay. Oh yeah. So they.
Yeah.
Asked that over the phone when you scheduled when you filled out the doctor's form over the phone?
No. They sent me application in the mail. He gonna take it with him on Wednesday.
But I see you did fill out a doctor's form over the phone. You're talking about the paper that the broker gave you by the assessment?
Right, that one.
Okay, so you don't need to take it to the doctor because somebody had called you. I see you spoke with someone on the 2nd. And you filled out a doctor's form. I sent it in.
Oh no! I see what you say. The what's the name did the people at the desk at the doctor office did that for me. So what else I gotta do? Okay. I didn't know that. So
yeah,
what happened? So what else you gonna do? So I don't need the broker thing.
No, you don't need to fill out the broker's form that they gave you at that assessment.
Is he on Medicaid?
So the broker gives you a form by the assessment to fill out by your doctor. Instead of taking it down to the doctor, I had someone call you to fill it out over the phone, which you did already, and I sent it into Maximus. So they received it already. You don't need to take it to the doctor.
Oh, okay. So, the people for the broker sent me a letter saying it's incomplete. They need more, like his diagnosis, what he got, and all that. That's why they sent me the paper.
Okay, so if it was other things other than a doctor's form, then they will need it.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, no, just this PCT form, this form that the broker gives you, that you filled out, but if they ask for other things from the doctor, then you will need that. So.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, good, that's okay. So what's, go ahead.
No, so yeah, I was going to ask you, did somebody call you to schedule the next assessment?
No, I didn't get the phone call yet, I'm waiting.
Okay,
so
do you want me to give you the number to schedule?
Yeah, so what's the second assessment. What I got to do with that? What, anything I need?
No, you don't need anything. It's another in-home physical assessment. They just want to see if the patient is physically, and they want to see also if they're financially eligible, but mainly physically.
Yeah, he is. Okay. The only thing he got is Social Security. He got nothing else. Hopefully, because he really needs help with it. Okay, this is a company for my niece to take care of, or we could do our own company?
So our agency, my agency's name is Family First Care. We're the home care agency. We pay the caregivers for working for the patient.
Okay, so what if I don't want your company? I want someone's company. What do I do? Do I have to do that, or I got to speak with y'all? It doesn't matter, though, but I'm just asking the question.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your question.
Can I use another company if I want to, or I have to stay with your family, stay there?
Family First Care.
First Care. Okay. Go ahead.
If you would like to use a different agency, we can't hold you back from that, but we'd be happy to be your agency. We do provide home care services, and we pay the caregiver. So I can't tell you what to do, but we helped you up until this point. We helped you schedule the first assessment. So whatever you'd like, really.
Okay. So what did she get? Vacation days, sick days, or what's going on? How many hours she get and stuff? I can ask that question. Or I can't.
So the hours we'll only know once you have an assessment with the service coordinator, and they discuss hours. That's at the end. Once you get the approval from the county, then someone will come down and discuss hours with you, and then I can have someone here at my staffing department in our agency. They will speak with you, and they'll discuss the payment and any bonuses. Okay?
Okay. All right. It's fine. All right, I just asked a question. I just want to know.
No, sure. You're entitled.
So what's the number? I could call and make another appointment, or they call me. It doesn't matter.
So, yeah, I can give you the number so you can call.
Okay.
They will probably reach out, but you may as well call on your own.
Okay.
So that you schedule already. It's 215-765-9040.
765-9040.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could just text me with the date and time that you scheduled, if you speak with them, okay?
Okay, good. I'll do that. I'm going to do it right now. Ask me to hang up.
Okay.
Okay?
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Bye-bye.